What does it take to reach the C-suite and lead effectively once there? Today, we're joined by Chris Silcock, President of Global Brands and Commercial Services at Hilton. Chris oversees Hilton's 22 brands, along with the company's customer engagement, technology, sales, marketing, and revenue functions. In this episode, you'll hear insights from his career journey, the advice and skills that have been most valuable to him, and his recommendations for hospitality professionals aiming to reach their goals and lead effectively.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started. I'm trying to help our listeners understand what the path to the C-suite might look like. And my question for you is, in what ways do you feel your earlier experiences, including in revenue management, commercial services, prepared you for your leadership role today? I'm very curious how you think about that through line or how that those dots connected.
Yeah, I mean, in two ways. Growing up in the business, doing multiple jobs, both in hotels and corporately, I think has been immensely valuable to me as I've progressed through the organization, because it's given me some of the context to be credible, to understand the business, to help me make decisions with that context and with the understanding of some of the implications of the decisions we have on the sharp end of our business, which is the most important thing. It's the experience customers have in the hotels, right? So I think the experience of growing up in the business has been hugely valuable as I've become a leader. From a leadership perspective, I've always, and this was advice I got early in my career and continue to stand by, I've always been a big proponent of focusing on, you know, the game, whatever your job is, not the scoreboard, right? At all times, focus on doing a good job with whatever your responsibilities are. There are always opportunities to knock it out of the park and over-deliver. And in my experience, if you do that, opportunities will come your way. And Hilton has just been an incredible place to work in that respect. I started in hotels as a waiter, and I've ended up here. And that is all because Hilton, at every step of the way, has provided that next opportunity. As long as I've done a great job and I've collaborated well, worked well with others, then there's been that next opportunity. And that's what keeps our people motivated over the years. And what is so great about the entire hospitality industry, I think, it's one of the few industries where you can progress from very front line to anywhere in the organization if you do a good job. At the heart of our business, we need hotels to perform, which delivers returns for owners, which means they're going to want to build new and more hotels so that we can serve more customers. And so revenue management is at the core of that. It helps you to understand customer demand, customer segmentation, who our customers are. It helps you to understand the business model of our hotels. How do you deliver a return to an owner in order that they can continue to invest in the hotel as well as build new hotels? And it enables you to learn a lot about the other associated commercial functions, whether that be sales that you have to engage to generate demand, or marketing that you have to engage to generate demand, quality of the experience, right? You can only revenue management effectively and lead in your market if you're delivering a great experience to customers, right? And that impacts the top line, which impacts the bottom line. So I think it was a great place to start my corporate kind of role and journey, because you got to see all of those angles, and it served me well. There are many, you know, I have to engage owners frequently, and that grounding in how do we deliver a superior experience, a superior top line performance for their hotel, therefore a superior return, is critical in engaging with owners.
What skills have you found important to cultivate as you've moved up in leadership with increasing responsibility?
Yeah. So there are a few kind of key steps in my mind as you go through your career. You know, earlier in your career, you're generally starting to lead a team of people who do something you understand very well, because you've been doing it. You've been a practitioner. So revenue management was a great example. I was a revenue manager in a hotel. I learned the trade inside out, and then I began to lead revenue managers. one of the big steps for me is when you start to lead a function where you haven't grown up in that business, you haven't been an expert. And when you do that, you have to rely heavily on your ability to listen intently to your critical thinking, so you can, whilst not understanding the nuts and bolts of the role the person in front of you is doing, by listening, by critically thinking, and by questioning, get to understand the business without being a practitioner. And then how you can join the dots with your other knowledge and other functions in order to add value to that function. And to me, that kind of listening, questioning, critical thinking is key. I learned it earlier in my career when I was on a course to teach you how to interview. And it was called Behavioral Interviewing. Most valuable training course I think I've ever done, because it really taught me, if you are in an interview, how do you listen? How do you respond and go, you know, I try and go 5 questions deep. So if somebody is interviewing, telling me about something, I listen, I ask a further question. I ask a further question. If you get to the 5th question and they're still credibly answering, then they're probably credible and they know what they're talking about. And that has been one of the most valuable skills for me through my career.
Well, it becomes all about people, right? As you increase in leadership and as you build increasingly large organizations. One of our listeners, Jackie, had a question for you. And that is there a piece of advice that has very much influenced your approach to leading within hospitality that you received during your career?
A couple. I mentioned the focus on the game versus the scoreboard. I think that's great advice. I have seen people who are constantly worried about the next role or the next thing. That takes their eye off what they're actually doing, and that doesn't always end well. The other thing I would say is, which advice I got many years ago, is play the long game. And what I mean in that is, if you found an industry that you love and that motivates you, you know, and gives you energy, which hospitality does and did for me, if you find a company and a culture that resonates with you, again, Hilton has a fantastic culture and that works for me, there are going to be instances in your career where things don't go exactly how you wanted them to go. You know, whether it be a role or a change in organization, those two first things are more important, right? Play the long game as it relates to your career, because things will move. You need to be agile. You may have to do lateral moves or different things in your career. But if you find something you love in a company with the culture that you resonate with, then play the long game.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you're subscribed in your podcast player, because tomorrow, Chris is joining us again to explain what makes a strong brand in hospitality today, how they are building differentiated brands, and much more. Great hospitality providers know that every touch point matters a lot. So they spend a lot of time making sure that each interaction better serves their guests and makes life easier for their teams. If you'd like to operate this way, I suggest you check out Sojourn. They've built a reputation as the market leader in helping hotels and resorts earn direct bookings through digital advertising over the years. And more recently, they've expanded into offering a complete suite of guest experience solutions, including an AI smart concierge, reputation manager, and guest marketing suite. I've been working with Sojourn for years now, and everything from the way their technology is built to the talented experts they have on staff makes it no surprise that when I talk with people about technology, Sojourn comes up again and again. Hospitality providers love them. If you'd like to learn more about how Sojourn can help you better engage your guests and drive more profitable direct bookings, visit Sojourn.com. That's Sojourn.com. Before we go, I want to let you know about a few more things. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. Second, I've started sharing videos and photos from the stories on this show on Instagram and YouTube. So if you'd like to see those or watch along, I encourage you to follow Hospitality Daily there so we can stay in touch. Third, if you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I've spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. Browse and search the entire library of more than 400 episodes for some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. LeadingEffectively.com to get ideas for delighting the people around you and reaching your business and career goals. I produce this podcast each day and give it away for free because I want us all to learn and grow together. If you enjoyed today's episode, I just have one favor to ask. Please take a moment to text or email this episode to a friend or colleague who might appreciate it as well. They'll be grateful to hear from you and what we covered in the show can help them, as I hope it helped you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here tomorrow.